Kaya Biz with Kuguletho Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Quite a bit has been happening in terms of the world of commodity prices, right? And many of us might think, oh, well, it's just related to mining companies and how they actually manage to get these raw materials out of the ground, export them, and of course, how they contribute to economies. But there's a bigger element at play here, primarily within the South African economy, where mining companies continue to be significant contributors to our tax coffers. To help us unpack where we are with the commodity price cycle at the moment, and of course the broader impact that we should be considering, we join on the line by Dr. Araj Abedian, founder and chief executive of the Pan-African Capital Holdings. Dr. Abedian, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you very much, Roberta. Thanks for inviting me and greetings to our listeners.
Indeed. Dr. Abedian, I guess for those who might not love economics like you and I, we might be thinking, you know, commodity prices, who cares whether they go up or they go down? It's not affecting my pockets. But in the broader scheme of things, help us understand how they do.
Yeah, it does. It does affect every single one of us in South Africa in one way or another, not only those who are employed and the shareholders or executives of these companies, but government is a major beneficiary. To just give you an idea, this year the government managed to pay all the 350 rand per month support for the unemployed and destitute. Because of COVID, it cost the government over 50 billion rand and is rising because they've extended it. Of that, 36 billion of it came from the extra taxes that came from the mining companies. And that was because commodity markets were good the year before. And it meant these companies made a lot more tax revenues and a lot more taxes. So it's a very, very substantial contributor to government's revenue, and through that, the spreads to welfare payments, grants, pensions, etc., etc.
Indeed. You're quite right. There's a broader impact to that we need to be cognizant of. So if we now understand the impact, should we be focusing on the commodity price cycle and where we are at the moment and how the sell-off has really affected certain stocks or portfolios?
Yeah, well, it's unlike 2020 that prices recovered quite dramatically. This year, over the past 6 months, prices have been falling. And that's in part because a cool-off of the economy in China, the global uncertainties between the economic war, or trade war between China and America. And all of that essentially means that not only today's, but also the prospect for economic growth globally is negative. It puts a damper on the rate at which in the next 3-4 years construction is going to happen, the demand for steel, demand for platinum and everything else is on the horizon, and that affects the price cycle. So the cycle of commodities is very much correlated, very positively linked with the growth prospects. And growth prospects, as we all know, depends on how stable the environment is. If the politics is unstable, if the tensions between major economies, especially China, United States, Europe, Japan, and UK, if those blocks are unstable from a political and trade point of view, you can rest assured that it will affect the growth prospects and immediately will translate to pressure on the price of commodities.
To close off with very briefly, Dr. Abedian, we also can't ignore some of the economic data that was released today. So pausing slightly on commodities to look at what happened with the consumer price index, your thoughts with inflation edging higher to 4.9% from 4.6% in the month of July. We know that this is something that we've been feeling in our pockets when we pay at the tills, but how could this translate to tomorrow's MPC meeting and additional consumer concerns?
Yeah, consumer inflation is obviously important, but you must bear in mind that this is what we call it base effect, because last year this time prices had plummeted too low because of tensions and so on. Year-on-year increases appears to be quite high. But if you look at the broader trends, or what we call it in the economic jargon, inflationary dynamics, there isn't really inflationary pressures within our economy simply because demand is too subdued, too much depressed, too much unemployment, uncertainty around economic growth and investment. And all of that means that there isn't much exuberance on the part of you and I as consumers to take risk and overspend. And therefore, the pressure for inflation at the moment remains very, very subdued.
Very true, and ongoing concerns that continue to remain there. But thank you so much for your time this evening, Dr. Iraj Abedian. We really appreciate you helping us understand more, not only from a global context in terms of commodity prices and the impact that it does have on our national coffers, but also unpacking the latest CPI figures, increasing significantly to 4.9%. But as Dr. Abedian mentioned, that's because of the base effects. Last year, this time around, we were in a very different economic environment with a lot stricter lockdown conditions, and as a result, this has filtered through in the numbers. A big thank you to Dr. Iraj Abedian, founder and chief executive of Pan African Capital Holdings.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.